We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
But I have on a lie with us. And one of the top columnists in America from the Daily News, Acquirer.com, the great Marcus Hayes. Hi, Marcus. Oh, Shirley just hung up. Shirley is angry. Ah, I'm sorry, Marcus. Let me throw you right into the middle of this. You've seen the Sixers play two games so far. What are you seeing?
Ben Simmons is uncomfortable with Shake Milton being the point guard because I believe this is the first time he's played point with Ben on the floor at the same time. He's playing point with Ben's back was hurt. So, you know, it just takes a little bit of time to adjust. I mean, I think the sort of point forward position, the point forward position is Ben's natural slot. I think it's going to be much better for it going forward, but I think it's maybe a little bit unrealistic for anybody to expect Ben, of all people, to be able to adjust to this quickly. He's a very, very young player. You know, he's not a complete point guard. It's much easier to go from facing the basket to not facing the basket, but it's still very, very difficult. So I think we need a little bit of patience. He's a really young player. He hasn't played that much basketball in his life, you know, since high school. So we need to sort of maybe take a step back. But, yeah, he's playing poorly, and he's the biggest disappointment, I'd say. I mean, he's an all-star. He's an all-defensive player, and he's not playing to his level. Forget about Al. Forget about, you know, Brett Brown's coaching. Forget about all of it. If Ben Simmons is playing Ben Simmons basketball the last few games, they win these games walking away.
I know, but the defense, a major component of defense is effort. And he looks like he's mailing it in, Marcus. He doesn't look like he's into it.
You know, it's funny you say that. Somebody tweeted me last night about that. Maybe his back isn't right.
Oh, dear, the back. You know. I didn't even think of that. Wow, maybe the back. He did have the back problem before. Wow. I got a lot of ground to cover with you today. I guess the one other thing I want to ask you with the Sixers, do you think Brett Brown's coaching for his job right now over the next month, and do you think he should be? Is this it for him?
Oh, man. Brett Brown was coaching for his job this time last year. Well, at this stage last year, right, going down the stretch and into the playoffs.
Right.
He's been coaching for his job essentially for two seasons. I think he got one 150-win season, and then they needed to take a step forward. So, yeah, he's been coaching for his job for forever. But I think there's always an addendum you should add. Brett Brown will be hired the second that he is fired. I mean, what he's done here is unbelievable. I mean, it's unprecedented what he's done here. And no, he hasn't won a championship, and he's won two playoff rounds. But he's won two playoff rounds without a point guard. He's won two playoff rounds with a fat center. He's won two playoff rounds with a primary ball handler who can't shoot.
there's one other aspect to it, though. I think as this thing develops, I'm watching the Flyers. By the way, you've done some terrific stuff on the Flyers lately. And I'm watching Alain Vigneault, who to me, that's a coach I can get behind. I love the way he coaches his team. Could you?
Yeah, but this is like sixth team. This is Brett Brown's first team. I mean, and I'm not apologizing for what Brett Brown does and doesn't do in the playoffs, late in games, matchups, when teams know what to expect from his team. But Alain Vigneault is like Red Auerbach compared to Brett Brown right now. He's just been around a block.
I like the way he controls a team.
I do too.
Brett Brown.
He's the most valuable person. If Doug Peterson isn't, Alain Vigneault is the most valuable person in the Philadelphia sports scene. Right. Well, maybe third behind you, but the third most valuable person in the Philadelphia sports scene right now. He's spectacular.
That's a great comment. All right, Marcus, you did a column, This is, you really hit the right notes with the column. You're great at picking out the big issues. And you were talking about how the NHL and the NBA have gone into a bubble, and things are going pretty well in there. And the Major League Baseball and the football have not. Doug's got the coronavirus now. Marcus, why won't baseball or football consider a similar arrangement to what the NBA and the NHL have?
The players don't want to do it. It's a little expensive. It can be expensive. The players just don't want to do it. I mean, Major League Baseball, the players rejected it out of hand. Not every player, but the players were. I mean, if you broach this subject with football and baseball players, they're just aghast at the suggestion. How can you expect me to take 6 months of my, 80-year life and, sacrifice it for $30 million a year? I mean, that's just too much to ask. I have zero sympathy, none, for players who are unwilling to go into a bubble and are unwilling to play in the current situation. If you don't want to play in the current situation, if you say, okay, I think it's unsafe, the next words out of your mouth need to be, but if I was in a bubble, I'd be in. Because it's a job. It's your job. Do your job. Now, if you think the bubble's going to be unsafe, that's a different conversation. But I don't think the bubble is anywhere near as unsafe as your everyday life. Unless you're living in a bubble at home, just stop talking.
All right, but then that suggests, and I agree with you, by the way, but that suggests that the attitude of baseball and football players is different than the attitude of the basketball and hockey player.
When you quit playing basketball, when you quit playing hockey, you keep playing basketball and hockey. When you retire, you keep playing. Nobody's going out playing pickup football and pickup baseball.
The games
are hard.
I never looked at it. You're right.
Soccer players play until they're 115.
Right.
Right now, Paul Holmgren will go out and play hockey. Okay? Andy Reid ain't.
Wow. All right. It's funny because Ruben DeBrow's just come in here, and I'm segueing over to baseball right now. And I want to ask you with the baseball right now, should Andrew McCutcheon yesterday finally came out and expressed anger directed at the Marlins for not following the protocols and screwing up the Phillies' start of their restart? All right, Marcus, should they be angry?
Absolutely. It's self-policing. If you're not operating in a bubble, the only way you're going to have a chance to finish a season or even continue a season is if every single player and every single manager, coach, clubhouse attendant, chef, bus driver, pilot is essentially living in a bubble. That means really mitigating your outside contact. I'm talking grocery stores. I'm talking, convenience stores. I'm talking maybe not even living with your family, especially if you've got kids who are going to go back to school, go to summer camps or whatever. And that's a big sacrifice. And if, you've got, 1,000 players doing it and 6 players don't, those 6 players are not going to be very popular, because not only are those 1,000 players at risk, they're sacrificing their freedom, but you're not. Why are you more important than them?
Great point. That's Al, why didn't I have expressed it that way?
Because he's smarter than you.
That's good. And he went to Syracuse. That proves Syracuse is better than Columbia.
Didn't you go to Columbia?
I did go to Columbia, but
Syracuse
clearly
is not better than Columbia.
See,
on any level.
Well, maybe I wasn't.
Maybe if you like chicken wings. We got the chicken wing market.
All right, but hold on, Marcus. Ruben just came in. He went to Stanford. That's better than both of them, right?
Nah, Columbia is still.
All right, really.
No one better than Stanford.
Problem is,
Tiger and Condoleezza and Ruben, but Columbia's
all right. Last thing, and this goes right to Ruben.
You also got a Pulitzer. You ain't got a Pulitzer.
All right, only nominated. I didn't get it. I didn't actually.
Oh, I thought you got it.
All right, here's the thing, Marcus. Last thing, that bullpen. Do you have any idea who Deolis Guerra is?
It sounds like a skin condition, right?
No, there was 3-1 in the 6th inning, and the first guy they pulled out of bullpen after 8 days off was Deolis Guerra, and he got lit, and the game was over. I don't get that. Bullpen's a nightmare.
Yeah, you do. You saw the process.
Yeah.
This is the process 2.0. They're figuring out who, for the next 3 or 4 years, can pitch out of their bullpen. It's very, very clear that this is an audition season. They know they can't win. And that's a hard thing for, you know, to swallow with Real Muto entering the contract year. You know, why isn't he signed if they can win? With Zach Wheeler just showing up, Aaron Nola in his prime, Bryce Harper in his second year. There's a lot of reasons for you to think the Phillies are trying to win. And I think they'd take the wins if they came.
Wow.
But they're not going for broke right now. Yeah. And I don't blame them. You know, I don't think they can win either. But I think this is a year where you spend some players' prime to put yourself in a position to, even as early as next year, really make a run. I mean, if they get two relievers and Rhys Hoskins out of this season and Kingery hits 250 with 15 or 20 home runs, that's a huge step forward for this team, and they're viable.
Process, Al. Mark, you had something you want to ask, Mark?
No, it's just unusual when you see the pitching coach come out and the Yankees dugout point to the bullpen.
Marcus, man, always a pleasure now to read him every day. He is awesome. Thanks, Marcus. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
I gotta do this one thing, and then I want to get Ruben.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.